We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going into week 7 in the NFL, and we're almost halfway through this thing. And to look at the standings for most teams, most of them are just barely over 500 in the NFC.
Well, that's what we're, all right, and to your point, the LA Rams are 6-0, right? The Niners are 4-1, okay? And then outside of that, the best record in the entire NFC is 3-2.
And I understand, and that's why, even though I think it's funny, but I get it. You look at this Falcons defense, you look at the way that the NFL is skewing in the NFC, and there is cause to believe that there is a chance. There's a chance that you can still – everything that you could hope for is still right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to start stringing some games together, especially if you still want to keep pace and try to win the division. Because it's going to come back around. That Saints game in New Orleans is going to loom large.
Oh, yeah, that'll be big.
That'll be a big game. That's going to be a big game.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So that game right there could potentially put you in the driver's seat. But before you get to that, you got a couple games on the slate. You got, especially starting with this Giants game, that you have to get through. If you can get through this month with a perfect record, you got a shot against New Orleans to have everything. You got a shot to take over the division in that game if you beat them.
Well, right. If you beat the Giants on Monday, you got your bye week coming up, right? And then the next two games are the Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Browns. Now, even if you split those two games, and of course you'd like to win both, but even if you split them, you'd be 4-5 going into the Dallas game. You'd be okay. You'd still be alive.
You know what? And I don't want to burst your bubble, John. I mean, because we're boys and we're cool like that. But I have to share a bit of information with you that AT just shared with me this morning. Historically, since Coach Quinn has been here, the Falcons have not won going into the bye week.
They're 0-3 going into the bye week.
You'll believe me. You're looking at AT like I just lied to you, John.
You didn't lie to me. I was just like,
And that's the thing.
Like, really? They're 0-3 going into the bye week?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Because when AT told me, I was like, oh, well, forgot about that.
Well, give credit where it's due. D. Orlando Ledbetter, the AJC, wrote about this yesterday.
Said, the OG. Yeah, OG.
2015, the Falcons lost to Blaine Gabbert and the 49ers. 2016, they lost to the Eagles. And last year, it was the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, geez, thanks for that positive note. I appreciate that. Let's just keep the positivity going here. Really? They've never won going into the bye? All right, well guess what? Something's got to change, and that's going to change Monday night during the blackout against the New York Giants. Geez. All right, okay.
Team positivity over there all of a sudden.
Hey, no, I mean, that's facts, though. You can't argue facts.
All right, well, let me give you another fact. The fact is that the Atlanta Falcons were 7-5 and made a run to the Super Bowl because Dan Quinn's team made a late run in 2016. Last year they were struggling. They lost to the Bills and to the Miami Dolphins, and they made a late run to the Super almost to the Super Bowl.
Nobody's arguing those
facts.
Yeah,
you sound like you want to fight now.
No, I don't want to fight. My beard itches for crying out loud. This is my rally beard. It's got to get longer.
Big fella, hold up. We just pointed out the facts there. D-Led just pointed out the facts.
Look,
now,
we'll have some Snickers here in a minute.
No, but when he said that, AT pointed out that tweet to me by D-Led, shout out to the OG D-Led, I was like, wow, yeah, forgot about that. And that what makes this game a little scarier. Now, as a player, you don't think about that. You're not thinking about that. Now, I would assume as a coach, you're not thinking about that. You don't care about what the record is going into the bye week. You just want to get a win,
mm-hmm.
And they need to get this one. They need to get this win.
Yeah, well, I'll give you another stat here because I saw this week. The Falcons and Giants all-time are – this is the 25th game between the Falcons and Giants, and they are tied 12 wins to 12 wins, okay, 12 and 12, and the Giants lead the total points by 3 throughout the history of the Falcons franchise. This will be game number 25. That's how dead even between these two. The Giants have scored three more points than the Falcons, and the record is 12-12. So all right, that's another little stat out there. But back to the NFC and back to the race here. This is why I think you want to say you're very much alive. You're going to get Grady back. You're going to get Derek Shelby back. Hopefully we get Matt Bryan back during the bye. And in a couple of weeks after the Browns game, I think everything is pointing to Debo being back for the Dallas game, which will be game 10. And Debo will be back in this lineup. And as the team gets healthier, maybe you can start to, you know, get on that run and that roll here. Because I'll say this much. This is one of the great things about all of this. This team has not lost faith in the fact that they can rally and make the playoffs. They have not lost that faith.
No, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't, John, because, you know, to your point, most of the games they lost, they weren't in the division. They lost what? You lost to the Saints and the Falcons. I mean, excuse me, the Saints and the Eagles.
And the Bengals and the Steelers.
Yeah. So, you know, you're 2-2 as far as I'm concerned. Two AFC teams. But you need to start making some hay.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start making some hay in your division. And it starts this week. You need to beat the Giants. I mean, but looking at it, again, haven't had that much success going into the bye week. And not only that, we still don't know what's the status of Muhammad Sanu and Calvin Ridley. Now, Calvin Ridley is one thing where you're like, okay, he's a rookie. He's getting off to a good start. But Muhammad Sanu,
I agree. All,
like, come on, man. Like, listen, I don't think we're talking about that enough. The fact that if Muhammad Sanu doesn't play, that changes things. Because
right.
we know that Julio's going to get bracketed and he's going to get double coverage. So who's going to take up that slack? And Muhammad Sanu was that guy. Like, he's that receiver from the first time that he got here and played. That he was grossly underrated in how he impacted that offense. And to not have him out there, man, that's one of those things where you tend to worry about how this offense is going to sputter or if it's going to sputter because you know Julio Jones is going to get most of he's going to get most of the coverages. He's going to get most of the coverages thrown his way.
Well, you know, and of course without Devontae Freeman, that goes to the running game. But let me give you another name out there that does help. We are seeing before our eyes – something that we had hoped to see that it has really started to come to fruition. The growth of Austin Hooper as a true weapon in this offense. And to give you an idea of that is that yesterday in the locker room, I saw something, Hugh, I don't think I've ever seen before. Austin Hooper walks out, goes to his locker, and everybody, every reporter in the room broke from whatever they were doing to go talk to Austin Hooper. He got swamped because everybody's saying, hey, this guy suddenly is a weapon, and he is having a big season, and he's having an all. Yeah, man, this has been great for him. And here's what Austin said about he and Matt Ryan.
We do have probably a couple thousand reps in the offseason, so after a while, it just becomes playing cash, especially if, like, you know, I'm wide open with a certain, you know, route concept that beats a certain coverage. So it's literally just like playing cash. It's a lot of fun.
All right, so it's just like playing catch. It's a little bit hard to hear there. But Austin Hooper's numbers have gone up exponentially. I mean, here's a guy that continues to improve so much so, and I have the numbers here. Do I still have them in front of me? Anyway, he's got 30 catches this year. I mean, he's on pace now to have 80 catches this season. He's on pace to have, you know, at least 8 to 10 touchdowns this year. He is really having a great season. And, boy, is he becoming – we saw Matt Ryan's comfort level, Hugh, with certainly Tony Gonzalez, arguably greatest tight end of all time, correct? I mean, arguably right there, maybe the greatest of all time. And then you had the comfort level of a veteran like Jacob Tammy,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then he missed that. But what we're seeing now is a comfort level with Austin Hooper, where Austin Hooper is becoming a veteran tight end. I mean, forget about the touchdown last week. That first down grab where he's falling backwards
mm-hmm.
and his awareness of where the line was. And now Matt Ryan has that safety valve. They have really connected these two to the point where that has become much more of a central figure in this offense and has really helped Matt Ryan blossom a lot.
I think he's come up with some clutch plays. I really do. And I think that he is blossoming into a nice alternative for Matt Ryan. But I honestly think that in the grand scheme of things, they're trying to push this ball down the field. And I think that's evident with the role and the great start that Calvin Ridley has gotten off to
mm-hmm.
and the fact that Muhammad Sanu is such a huge part, an integral part of this offense. Now, it's great that Austin Hooper has stepped up his game, but I think that those are the three guys, to me, in my mind, that I think that they're trying to center the offense around.
Oh, sure.
And I give a little bit of love to Tevin Coleman in that sense as well. But, yeah, John, to have him out there, especially this week, with the potential of not having Calvin Ridley or Mohamed Sanu. His role is going to be a lot bigger this week.
I think your point, though, is taken. I think Agent 12 is so important to this offense.
He is.
And now, I love that Calvin Ridley's having this incredible start, and we all think very big things about him. But if you think about replacing Calvin Ridley for a game, we're not talking about for a season. I don't want to he's better than Marvin Hall. But Marvin Hall does give you that straight-line speed, the ability to hit a big play downfield. Mohamed Sanu is really hard to replace. Because he is both. He's a possession receiver. He's a little like Julio in that regard, but he's just so big and strong, and he makes such big plays. And by the way, let's say this too. Mohamed Sanu's having probably the best run of his career. This is as good as I've ever seen him play. He has been lights out good because he has accepted this challenge of, oh, here's the new kid and the superstar. And so Mohamed Sanu is really playing at an elite level.
Yeah, and they play well off each other, John. You know, we know that going into any game that the Falcons are going to be in, that defensively, your primary job is to make sure that Julio Jones doesn't beat you. And that's why it's easier for everybody else to work off of that. And that's why, you know, shouts out to Julio Jones in the way that he's approached this season and approaches every season, is that he's not worried about his personal numbers. He's not worried about the touchdowns. He's just going out there and he's being a good teammate, which I think goes it's that unsung hero thing, is because when you look at that receiver position traditionally, that's been a position where guys have been really about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at Antonio Brown, as great as he is, Antonio Brown was out there throwing temper tantrums because Juju Smith-Schuster was out there getting more love than he was. And I'm simplifying that. That probably wasn't the case. I'm simplifying mm-hmm. that. But the point is, he's not getting the ball enough. And the team is struggling. And, you know, in his eyes, you know, the reason why we're struggling because you ain't giving me the ball enough. That doesn't help. It doesn't help when you're losing and the receiver's out there squawking.
No, you mean like Odell Beckham?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Way to tie that in.
Yeah, I just asked.
Hey, by the way, here's your chance right now to make your Friday a little bit special. Did we mention Mega Millions?
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
race. R-A-C-E. See, you might have gotten to jump on it in the last hour, I'm just saying. But this hour, it really is. It's R-A-C-E, race to 72881. Race to 72881. You race to racetrack every morning, don't you? Come on, yeah. Come on. 72881, race to racetrack. No, just race. R-A-C-E to 72881. Message data rates do apply. Do not text and drive. And, of course, full rules at 929thegame.com/rules. All right. Race to 72881 as we get ready for the $1,000 and the national signing bonus. Mega Millions, did you see, Hugh, it's going to be a billion tonight.
Yeah, I think tonight's going to be my night.
$1 billion?
I checked my email. I ain't win yesterday. I ain't win.
It's $970 tonight. Million. They're saying it's going to $1 billion.
Yeah.
Billionaire.
I don't need to be that. Just give me half of that. Just, you know, I'll take that. Listen, I don't even need to hit the Powerball. Just give me $1 million. I'll take that. I can work. It'll be a struggle.
It would be a struggle.
but I think I can manage with just a little something. I don't need it all. I just give me a little taste.
You know, over at CNN one day, I don't know, this is now a number of years ago, 6-7 years ago, one of the people that worked at CNN bought a scratcher, hit it for $1 million on a scratcher. And they came back to work, you know, but still, $1 million on a scratch-off ticket.
Like I've told you before, if I hit this thing ever, it was nice knowing you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody feels that way, don't they? Are we going to have a team thing here? Or because Daryl's not here, we can't do it? Or
we can do it.
I mean, $1 billion?
The last time we talked it up, but we didn't follow through.
Well, no. You didn't follow through.
Well, no, we didn't collect the money.
Oh, there's someone calling out someone else, John.
Wait, did I give you $2?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said it right here on the thing. Remember? And I gave you my number.
And it sat the entire weekend. You didn't put it in my hand. I didn't realize the money was sitting there.
Hey, John, you know you can't leave money in the studio. What you
right.
doing?
What are you doing?
What you doing?
I know. I put $2 out there and disappeared.
Bring that Taco Bell 12-pack, and then we can talk about leaving dollars and tickets.
You know, Wendy, stay hungry. Man.
I know she does, man. She is like, all right. If you're hungry for a little bit of college football, it's actually a really big weekend without Georgia Tech even. It's going to be really intriguing to see some of the big games and how this will reshape everything. And we'll have that discussion next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium will be the home for Super Bowl 53, February 3rd, 2019.
Hey, let's get this thing popping, man!
The Super Bowl in Atlanta plays here.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game for the Kia Studios. John and Hugh talking a little college football. And when it comes to college football, all you fine folks at Dixie Vodka, we love you. It is football season. That means tailgating, and a true Southern tailgate. Not complete without Dixie Vodka. Visit DixieVodka.com. Dixie Vodka, made in America, and by God, raised in the South. You know, I got to pick up some Dixie Vodka for this weekend. As a matter of fact, that just does remind me I have to swing by the Total Wine and do that. Because Bloody Marys are going to be on the agenda.
Bloody Marys.
For this weekend. There's a little
drinking and driving, John.
No, a little shindig at the house early on Saturday morning. And so a little Bloody Mary thing would be pretty good. And I love my Bloody Marys, so Dixie Vodka would be perfect for that. Did notice, and we're going to get into some college football talk. Hugh, I did notice a couple of things that I just want to throw out there before we get into some of the games. One, LSU's uniforms. Did you see them?
Oh, boy. Ooh, those things are sweet. I mean, you know, like, shout out to the designer. It reminds me of that flip-flop paint that back in my younger days I had on a car of mine. Don't judge me, AT. I see you over there looking at me like I was a little country. I was country.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the paint job on my car, it would flip-flop. And in a certain light, it would turn different colors.
Like iridescent?
That's what they call it. We used to call it flip-flop, though. In the hood, we used to call it the flip-flop.
Or balage.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. But AT, explain the helmets, because they are not the traditional yellow with the purple stripe helmets. They're different for this game against Mississippi State.
Yeah, these will fly. I mean, it looks a metallic purple.
Yeah, I would call it. That's a good way to put it. Metallic purple.
And it's based on the uniforms from the 1918 season. It was called the silent season because a lot of LSU.
You mean they're not going to have face masks?
No, they will have.
Will they have black players?
They will have black players.
Okay,
John. Let me stop you.
Hey, yeah, he's on one this morning. He's on one this morning.
I just check it.
He said, if you want to go way back in the day,
as I was saying, it pertains to the silent season, and it was emphasized because those players were selected to participate in World War I.
Ah.
And so they were never able to play. And okay. So a lot of schools, not just LSU, will do a lot of these traditional games from time to time.
But,
and as we know, Oregon has a bazillion uniform changes in
right.
colors. But this one for LSU, I am really looking forward to seeing this tomorrow night.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
We're going to tweet the helmets out at 929 The Game if you want to take a look at them. They're all purple helmets. Now, they changed colors to purple to what? Do you know? I mean, I saw the one static thing. They're supposed to change colors to something, but I don't know what.
I know they say that. I haven't seen what it changes to.
And are you a metallic hat? If you had to choose, you metallic or matte? I mean, there's three kinds, right? There's the traditional kind of flat.
It's a couple helmets that I've seen in college football, like uniforms that I really like. I like when Kentucky goes to the metallic hat. When they go to the metallic silver,
right,
with the K, I like that one. I like this LSU one. I even like Memphis's when they do it. Memphis has a very, I think it was a blue one. I think it was blue. And they have also one where they the tiger stripes.
Right.
They have the tiger
stripes.
Indiana
does the same thing. They
I like those. Yeah. I like those.
But I also like the mats too. There's some mats that I think are really good looking.
The one that comes to mind, and I know the Maryland one, when they do the state flag and everything, that one's okay. It's a little busy.
It is
because
a little busy.
One side is matte,
yeah,
and then it's like the flag. Yeah, but that's a little busy, but I like that one. Any other matte colored team that I can think of off the top of my head.
I tell you, my favorite second helmet, and it ought to be their primary helmet, even though I know that the Army is, you know, the
I was about to say that Army Navy makes some great ones.
Yeah, when they went to those camos. Well, Navy's helmets have been, I would say, of all the college football teams in terms of their, you know, now growing list of helmets, that the one that has had the best helmets when you're talking about six or seven is Navy. By far.
Yeah, because of the detail.
Oh, yeah, and some of the great things.
The history.
The anchor. Yeah. You know, I mean, all the great things they've had on their helmets.
I'll tell you what, Oregon, like to me, and if I might be wrong, but I think Oregon was the one that really started that craze.
Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates started the stupid craze back in the 70s with those stupid canaries. Remember, the Pittsburgh Pirates had 83 different uniforms? Yeah, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates. And somebody at Oregon at Nike went, hey, that's a cool idea.
It is, John.
And Nike that's how you get, you know.
But that's how you get kids to go to schools like Oregon.
Well, and that's how you're right, and that's how Oregon made itself into what it was, as opposed to the old OU green duck thing.
That was the old ones, the yeah. ones where they do the throwback.
The Dan Fouts ones.
Yeah, those are ugly.
The Joey Harrington ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Oregon has the uniform thing on lock. I think Boise State has some nice uniforms, too. Mm-hmm. Like with the horse on the side.
I'm a kind of traditionalist. Nice I still, even though I'm not a Michigan fan, I have to say Michigan has my favorite helmet. But that's just me. All right, so that's one thing. LSU's going to be wearing these things. And we'll pick the Mississippi State LSU game coming up in just a few minutes. Second thing that I wanted to get into is that ESPN came out with this thing. We're not going to make a big deal out of it. But they're midseason picks. And they said two things that I thought were really intriguing, Hugh. Number one is they said in their predictions at midseason that Tua Tagovailoa will not win the Heisman.
I saw that, John. And it was interesting the reason that they gave. And I want to give a shout out. I can't remember the guy's name that hit me up on Twitter yesterday and said this. I thought he was ridiculous for saying this because he hasn't played all four quarters. That is the reason. And I thought it was ridiculous. But that's a real thing. It's a real thing that this guy is going to be penalized, potentially not winning the Heisman, because he's not on the field at the end of the game. That is ridiculous to me. But that could potentially be a real thing.
Now, I think, if I'm making a bold prediction here, that Alabama will lose a game this year. I think they're going to lose a game down the stretch. They play four games. They're probably going to beat Tennessee. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be shocked if Tennessee wins the game this week. I'm not going to be.
I would be shocked.
And then they've got LSU.
Now, that one is going to be a good one.
You've got Mississippi State still got a good football team, and Auburn still got a competitive football team. You have a bad day. Let's see what happens when you're under fire now, okay? Let's see what happens when you're under fire.
Yeah, but I think that.
Because, frankly, they haven't really played much of anybody.
They haven't, but their offense is so much better than everybody
else. I'm not
else.
Arguing that. I mean, because they haven't played much of anybody.
Yeah, but when you have
what, they ripped up Louisville? Everybody rips up Louisville. Yeah, Georgia Tech took Louisville apart worse than they did.
Yeah, but that looked like a well-oiled machine, and it doesn't look like nobody in the nation can stop them. Now, they might get off to a slow start against Tennessee. I give them that, but I don't think it's going to be like it's been every other weekend.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, like, look, until somebody proves us wrong, I mean, they have every bragging right, and they say, you got to prove it to us.
You know what the thing about Alabama is this? And I'm pretty sure I am not the only one that's guilty of this. This whole season, I haven't watched an Alabama game from beginning to end. Have not done it because usually it's done.
Oh,
in the
I haven't.
Second,
well,
it's
I,
done in
right.
the second quarter. That,
you know what? I haven't either.
It's
for
done,
that reason,
it's done in it's, the second quarter.
Well, the Ole Miss game. Ole Miss hit him for that 75-yard touchdown play. Remember on the first play, and I thought, oh, we got a game. And by the end of the first quarter, I was going, okay, I'm going. Yeah. You know, Jerry Judy's running free in the secondary, and you know, because now this week they're not going to have Devonta Smith, but okay, big deal. Jerry Judy, by the way, at Alabama. Everybody talks about Tua. I'm telling you, Jerry Judy is the next, okay? He's Amari Cooper. He's Julio Jones. He's the next here. Jerry Judy. Oh, fast.
Yeah, it's been like for Alabama this year.
I can throw touchdowns. Jerry Judy's wide open all the time.
Yeah. But this year for Alabama, it's like, okay, you watch it till maybe get to the half, and then you start flipping channels because you want to see something a little bit more competitive. That's how it's kind of been.
Agreed.
It's been like that all season long. Which I don't really have a problem with, seeing that we have as many games that we have to check out. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a problem with that. But I don't know. I still can't believe that Tua Tagovailoa could potentially miss out on the Heisman because he's not playing the whole game. And I know I would think that Coach Saban really doesn't care about the Heisman, but for him not to be considered because of that, he can't help it. His team is as good as
Well, I mean, even if he doesn't win, he's going to go to New York. I mean, he'll be considered.
Oh, so for you, John, the consolation would be, were you going to get the free meal and the television time? No. If I deserve, listen, he's what, got 21 touchdowns with no interceptions already? Is that 21? No,
yeah. And they even better. 21 touchdowns, only 35 incompletions.
And that's what I'm saying. And for you not to be considered because you are not on the – that's ridiculous
Look,
to me.
There are no participation Heismans. Should not penalize that guy.
John said, well, at least he gets to go to New York. New York City. Hey, well, at least you got to go, son. You ain't going to win, but, you know, you get a nice suit out the deal. You get a real nice suit. and you get once they give out you get a little glass football that says, "I went to the Heisman ceremony."
You get a chance to talk to Reese Davis.
Yes.
And Lee Corso.
Or a t-shirt that said, I went to the Heisman ceremony and all I got to show for it is this lousy t-shirt. Come on, John. Come on, man.
Man. How did this turn around beat up John? I mean,
it's Friday, man.
I just don't say. And we will pick Alabama, Tennessee might have to be a bonus game in our pick six coming up at 9 o'clock. It might have to be. Just to see if anybody has the guts to take the Volunteers and the Volunteer Navy in Neyland Stadium.
I just got my Jeremy man Bitcoin Burn just sent me a picture of the South Carolina's black helmet. That might be.
Yeah, some of those mats are really good looking.
Shout out to South Carolina. That helmet is nice. It's all just that matte black.
And I know a lot of people like the metallics, but I think I almost prefer the mats. I mean, TCU's got a great matte helmet. I mean, those mats are really kind of neat.
AT was just telling me Vanderbilt had a nice helmet. I didn't see Vanderbilt's helmet. Vanderbilt
wore it last year, and I don't think it was the Georgia game, but they do have a nice black matted helmet.
Yeah, I've seen that before. You're right. And black matte really works. Dark really works with matte. We have a lot to get into. A really interesting story about how you watch NBA basketball next in Hughes World.
Yes, and a bunch of other stuff that went on in my day yesterday, all on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The energy.
Off to Almiron at the penalty spot. Shot! Goal!
The Vibe. The unmatched loyalty. Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Hughes World has been brought to you by Camus. Camus, the game day cognac. Because every day is game day.
First of all, before I get to this story that everybody's already laughing about, I want to give a shout out to the cast members of the show Brockmire, because yesterday me and AT got a chance to go over there and see them shoot some of the show. The show Brockmire is about a baseball analyst who had a public meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on air. Haven't seen the show yet, but by the way that they described it, I want to see it. Had a public meltdown, and now he's trying to work his way back. And you know, we had a chance to sit there with Hank Azara for a minute and talk about how the development, how he developed the character, took like 10 years to develop, and how the evolution of Brockmire goes and everything. And that sounds pretty interesting. I know that they pointed out the fact that, you know, for baseball, the demographic is a little bit skewed. Mm-hmm. But the way that they talked about the show, it seems like it's going to be pretty interesting. So if you got time this weekend, go check that out, man, because it's like the first two seasons already out. And they're working on the third and fourth. So go check that out. That was pretty interesting. But yesterday, let me tell you what happened. So, you know, after we do that, you know, we go to this event at the job. And I want to give a shout out to my man, Derek Hacker, because yesterday, you know, Derek made me the Camus claws, dropped off the Camus.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this event yesterday, and I would not use anybody's name. But, you know, I had me a couple bottles of Camus in the car
right
with me.
Uh-huh.
And boy, don't nut like. I've seen it, but it was on another level the way that the Camus, the game day cognac, got the party crack-a-lacking yesterday. I know, John, you weren't probably privy to that because you had to go out to West Islamabad, so you left a little bit early, AT mm-hmm. as well. But, dude, when I broke out the Camus, it was like the part, like, they were, it was almost like everybody was waiting till I got there till the party started. Because when the Camus broke out, like, I was making friends with people that I didn't even know from the other station. That's how it was. Listen, fellas, the Camus, for whatever reason, like to get the women to talk, like get them a little nice little bottle, get them a shot of Camus or something, get them a drink, get them some of the game day cognac because it makes you a little chatty. It was a fun time yesterday.
Makes them a little chatty,
a little
huh?
chatty.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just saying.
Quit stalling. Here we want to hear the. No, good
I'm not stalling. Yeah, I'm not stalling. I'm trying to give a shout out to Camus.
Okay, well, you did
the
that.
VS. Uh-huh. The VS okay. was nice. Okay, great. Fine. So yesterday,
what happened yesterday, Hugh?
So yesterday, I'm at home and I'm getting ready to watch LeBron's debut on you know in the NBA with the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have Sling TV, So, you know, you go, is a thing on Sling TV, and it says live television. It says on now. So I go to that setting, and I look at the slate of games that are on right now. So I go, it said, oh, Cleveland and Golden State. So I'm like, oh, all right, then let me go to this game and watch Cleveland and Golden State. So I'm watching the game, and I watched this game for like two quarters. And I'm thinking to myself, and they said they made some reference to LeBron James. And I'm like, oh, I haven't seen LeBron play. He's on the court. He's on the court. I haven't seen him on the court yet. What's going on? So I'm watching the game for two quarters. Look, John, I'm watching this game for two quarters. And it's like, and then they said, LeBron James, like now I'm watching it. I don't see him for whatever. I don't know why I don't see him. But for whatever reason, the reporter references that, like, LeBron James hasn't played in 38 seconds. And I'm like, hold up. Cleveland. LeBron doesn't play for Cleveland anymore.
And that it wasn't even last night.
And then looking at it, and I'm like, hold up. This is the finals. Like, I'm all discombobulated. It was Portland and L.A., the game that I was supposed to be watching.
Yes.
I had a senior moment last night, man. I was so excited
Did you
to
ever?
See
her.
I'm not going to lie. I had a senior moment.
Because if people would have seen the look I gave you when you said that, no, I was like, what were you watching?
I was watching a recap. Yeah, basically last night at my house, it was idiot
two
TV.
Quarters of a
two
recap.
Quarters.
Two quarters.
Because let me tell you
with
what
the team
I was.
That he doesn't even play for.
Yes. Let me tell you what had happened. Like, I was trying to do too much because day was kind of thrown off from not being able to get my nap. Because, you know, we're kind of like a regimented group. Like, when we get off of work, we usually do what we do in our personals to get ready for tomorrow. Then we have our phone call that night. So my whole day was thrown off because I didn't get my nap. I didn't get my phone call. So I was kind of in a gray area as far as where I was.
You gotta start calling you now for yes. the game.
and so, he left out. He probably had some Camus.
No, I didn't. No, I did not have no Camus. Like, but AT, you should have been there when the Camus dropped. Like I said, hey, I got some Camus for everybody. But, like, you know how when you go to your family picnic and, like, say your auntie bring the potato salad and she's getting ready. As soon as she puts the potato salad on the table, that it's almost gone. As soon as she takes the aluminum foil off the potato salad, everybody's already getting big scoops and stuff. It was kind of the same thing with the game day cognac, man. I'm telling you, I brought out that case. I had a case. I had 12 pints of the game day cognac, John Frickin. I didn't make it out the car good. Before those pints were gone.
Bro.
And then the music got to flowing, people start dancing. I'm like, man. That's why I always say, man, every day is game day. Shameless plug. But getting back to the point that I was talking about, yeah, I watched two quarters of a game that was last year in the NBA and the Lakers and Portland were playing last night. Needless to say that LeBron and those guys lost.
Yeah, they did. They lost to Portland.
Yes.
Yeah. And they shot 3-point. I think they missed their first 15 3-pointers. Lakers,
but he had some nasty dunks. AT, and thanks to AT because he showed me the highlights of LeBron's dunks at
the
beginning
of the game.
Yeah,
because you had to watch the highlights.
Yes,
you could have watched the real thing, but
no, and it was right.
You know how that works.
Senior moment. It happens.
Senior moment.
It happens.
I'm more senior. I would have done that. I would have said, "Hey, that's last year's finals. Where's the game?
Two full quarters." And I'm sitting around like, man,
I wouldn't do 2 seconds. LeBron? I would have said, "Why is LeBron on? Oh wait, this is last year. What am I doing?"
Yeah, it was like that. It was like that for me.
Everybody freaking out for the Lakers. LeBron lost. What is it? You know, and somebody pointed out, you know, LeBron lost his first game with the Cavaliers when he went back. He lost his first game with that great team down in Miami, and he lost his first game last night with
Portland. But John,
pretty good.
It's safe to say that it's going to be a little bit tougher playing in that West. I mean, this like, so much so that I looked at that game last night, the little bit that I saw, and it made me question why he's out there because they're going to struggle. And it makes me believe that he has other interests at this point in his career. Not saying that he's given up, but you're talking about his playoff streak is on the line. I mean, that's in jeopardy this year as far as being in
the finals.
The finals. That streak is in jeopardy. So it makes you wonder what else is he interested in because right now it doesn't look like he's going to go to the finals this year.
Nope. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's even in jeopardy. I think it's over. I think, you know, they're not going to the Lakers. But then there's next year. And let's not forget who amongst, you know, does Kevin Durant go to New York and play for the Knicks? Or does he go to L.A. and play with LeBron? That's probably the biggest offseason question in the NBA, and we're one whole game in. Speaking of the NBA, Hawks tonight, Memphis, pregame at 7:30 with Andy Bunker, and the tip at 8 with Steve Holman calling the game live from Memphis on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we get back in a moment, our pick six, which has actually got a bonus game involved in it this week, the key college and NFL games. Who's going to win these games? I'm either going to have a great week or a horrible week. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.